الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا، هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. To find Allah tabaraka ta'ala, Allah has given us so many ways, and all very simple, easy, very exciting, very enjoyable. To remember Allah ta'ala, and if a person makes, understands, he doesn't have to make it, just has to understand that my, and this is a reality which nobody can run from, escape from. In fact, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, which of 2 days should I fear and run from my mort? Which of 2 days should I fear and run from my mort? The day my mort is not written, you don't have to fear when your mort is not written. Or the day when it is written, and I can't run from my mort. So what are you worried of running from mort and fearing mort? The day it's not written, though we don't know, but you don't have to fear that day. And the day it is written, you can't do anything about it. Mort is going to come, so you just accept it. So that is a reality which nobody can deny. Mort is going to come to everyone. The longest life Allah Ta'ala has given is to Shaitan. He said, أَنْذِرْنِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Give me life till the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala said, go, I've given you that life. No, even Nuh alayhi salam, who had such a long life, but not as long as Shaitan. How the long life Allah Ta'ala has given him. But he is also going to die. Everyone and everything, kullu man alayha fan. Everything, وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Even all the malaika, everything, Allah will bring fana on everything. Only Allah will be left. So if we just realize that my object is akhirah, and that is what I have to work for, then a person will easily correct his life. That is my object. But unfortunately, we are totally oblivious of we're going to die. For us, we're just going to live. So I must make my house more beautiful. I must be driving a better car. My lifestyle must be better. Just this dunya. How many of us ever think that I have to make my akhirat, that the mort is going to come? I'll have to face malakul mort, qabr's life. If that thought comes, it's a reality. Just to realize it, then a person will correct his life. So when a person will do that, now to achieve that, Allah has given various ways. First it is that we have to realize that I am going to die. I'm going to face Allah on the day of Qiyamah. And as we see in the riwayat, for what we might term a small, small thing. In fact, when the ayat was revealed, عَنِ النَّعِيمِ الْحَقُ مُتَّكَرٌ ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. And then you will be asked on the day of Qiyamah of all these ni'mat. This was an occasion when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was extremely hungry. Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu hosted them and gave them some things to eat. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Qiyamah's day, you will be asked about these ni'mat. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the Sahaba asked, oh Allah's Rasul, when we were so desperate and we had nothing, and now we got this, you will be asked about it. And each and every ni'mat of Allah ta'ala, we will be questioned about it. Where did we get it? Whether we fulfilled it right? Detail, that interrogation. Yea, in this world, if a person, a mother interrogates a little son, he also feels it hard now. And anyone interrogates us, we are under pressure. If the wife interrogates us, you have come so late home today, where were you? And she makes one or two phone calls also. The wife's interrogation we can't take. Where are we going to take the interrogation of the day of Qiyamah? So, for a person, that is all we have to become conscious of reality. Our lives will be automatically regulated. We won't need a share, we won't need anything, just that reality comes to us. For that also, if all this encouragement and this effort of the Khanqah effort, Islahi effort, so that we become conscious of that. So for that, now to find Allah, Allah has given us various ways. One is the dhikr of Allah. Allah says in the Quran Sharif, فَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ وَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِ. A person whose heart Allah is open for Islam, all this reality, then he is on a nur from Allah Ta'ala. He sees his path very clearly. Most of us, unfortunately, all of us, and as time is going on, it's becoming worse and worse. Perhaps when we were small little children, it wasn't, but now a two-year-old child is also shown cartoons by his mother to keep him busy on the TV. He's given a cell phone and he's occupied with all those things. All those things are coming in his lifestyle. We send them to pre-primary, to kindergarten. They are all being pumped with all the negative things. Then they go to school. Then they are exposed to the internet with friends at all the Western, the anti-Islamic, anti-Sunnah way of life. Now if he becomes an alima, or she becomes an alim, or she becomes an alima, they become, but still that whole lifestyle is in them. And now all what they do, in most cases, illa mashallah, they still live that lifestyle and just find some, according to them, some proof from Quran to prove it right now. And Quran was there to guide us to righteousness, but now we're using the Quran to prove our wrong lifestyle. And that is now the more smart an alim or alima is. They take out some rare point from Quran, hadith, which got no relevance to this also. Qiyas ma'al fariq, completely different. But they use that to prove this point. And it's shocking how they use to prove the various points. One mother came with a little child at home, and the child had long hair. So Appa at home told him this long hair, immediately the mother said sunnat. But the jeans he was wearing, where is sunnat in that? The t-shirt he was wearing, where is the sunnat in that? The topi sunnat, where is that sunnat? So it's a complete Western thing, that long hair. But now just justify it with sunnat, zulfa. So just like that, like many a wife will tell, the only sunnah the husband knows is to get married again. He doesn't know any other sunnah. But this sunnah that suits him, that sunnah he knows very well. And it's very important to make amal on sunnah. So Allah Ta'ala give us, so if we correct ourselves. So Allah says, فَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ And whose heart Allah opens for Islam, فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ He is on a nur which Allah is giving him. And he sees his path very clearly. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِّنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ And who are deprived of that? The whose hearts are hard. And one of the causes of the heart becoming hard, no dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. On the other side, talking a lot has got lot of harms. A person falls into backbiting, a person falls into slandering, lot of wrong things. And if not all that, then the one thing which definitely happens, by talking a lot, the heart becomes hard. And when the heart is hard, then no goodness enters it. Then all the wrong things only are there on that heart. So this hard heart, to soften it, فويل للقاسية قلوبهم من ذكر الله أولئك في ضلال مبين. These people are misguided and in open misguidance. They are totally and their open misguidance is that they ويحسبون أنهم مهتدون. That misguidance, they thinking I'm on hidayah. They are doing the complete wrong thing, but they are thinking. One time, the minister of health went to visit the maid hospital, unofficially with two of his friends, to just do a spot check that how's things going. One thing, the first thing he saw, that the guard at the gate was not there. He went for toilet, whatever. So he noted that down and he went in and he checked everything. After all his checking, he came again and now he wanted to go, but now the guard was there. So the guard, he was from his experience, must try inside, go inside, under, go inside. So he said, I'm the minister of health. He says, all years they say they're the minister of health. So some med people were passing, some medis, so he told them, take him in. So he says, he told them, I'm the minister of health. So they say, we all thought like that. And until we came here, then we realized. You also don't worry. A few days, then you'll realize you're not the minister of health. We all thought we prime minister and we president and all that. So all the opposite all the time. So today, the world today is also opposite. Hey, that we've got the, and we're thinking we are right all the time. So Allah Ta'ala give us, so this فَوَيْلُ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. The zikr of Allah, the hearts become hard. And we think everything opposite and wrong. فَوَيْلُ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُ مِنْ أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Then in order to come out of that Allah, of the many things, Allahu nazzala ahsan al-hadith, kitabam mutashabiham matani, and a great kitab, taqsha'irru minhu juludul ladhina yakhshawna rabbahum. By the tilawat, fear of Allah will come. And then the skins will also turn towards Allah Ta'ala. Every hair of the body, rag or rashad, every part of the body now will start turning. So the Quran says, تَقْشَعِرُ مِنْهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينِ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبُّهُمْ ثُمَّ تَلِينُ جُلُودُهُمْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. And then now a person's heart, his body, his skin, everything, his mind, his heart will start turning to the remembrance of Allah. Then the remembrance of Allah, also Allah is made of different. One is, which we understand, the remembrance of Allah, taking the name of Allah. And Allah's name is the only name that you take the name of Allah, and Allah is there. You, for example, your beloved son is gone in Jamaat. You're thinking so much of him. And you say, Ahmad, Yusuf. But by taking their names, they are not there. Allah's name is such, you say Allah, and Allah is there for you. And Allah responds and asks, my banda, you called me, you needed me, what is it, what do you want from me? Only Allah's name is like that. Nobody else is like that, that you call them and they are there for you. Only Allah Ta'ala is there. So Allah Ta'ala's name, the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala is so great. That and by the zikr of Allah, it purifies the heart, it shines the heart, it brings all the good qualities in the heart, the zikr of Allah, so much so that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that there is no greater amal than the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who were present there and who were trained in that way, they said not even jihad in the path of Allah, because they were trained that jihad in the path of Allah is the greatest amal. Nabi Ali salatu wasalam said no, not even the jihad in the path of Allah, except for that person who goes with his life and with all his wealth and returns with nothing. He spends all his money in the path of Allah and he gives his life also in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So only that person is more valuable. On one occasion, one Sahabi asked Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, which jihad is the most superior?
Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that jihad in which the most zikr of Allah is made. Then he asked which hajj is the most superior. That hajj in which the most zikr of Allah ta'ala is made. Which roza are the most superior? Those rozas in which the most zikr of Allah ta'ala is made. Everything detail he asked. Then Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu looked at Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said, Aba Hafs, his title, looks like the Zakirin have taken all the good. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ajal. Yes, that is true. So the zikr of Allah is so great. So by that, a person will get closeness to everything will happen. Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayh, when old murid, for how many years, they say, Hadrat, we still fear pride in us. We still fear ostentation, doing things for name and fame. Hadrat should say, just carry on with zikr. Zikr is the solution to everything. So the zikr of Allah. Then to remember Allah Ta'ala. In that there is also to remember the qudrat, to meditate and think of the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. That also brings a person very greatly closer to Allah Ta'ala. And how many a person, there was a friend of ours, a neighbor much elder than us, who had qualified as a doctor when we were small children. And at that time it was famous amongst people, if you become a doctor, you become an atheist. So he says, after my studies, and those are few who Allah Ta'ala opens up for them, he wrote an article, there was a magazine from the madrasa that he should take out annually, and he wrote an article at the back, he titled it, Allahu Akbar. He says, when I studied the anatomy of the body, one is a person studies and goes further from Allah, and he thinks he is Allah. And one is the correct approach that he realizes who Allah Ta'ala is. When he says, I saw how the body functions, how all the formation of the blood, how the blood, if you cut yourself, how the blood rushes there, like the emergency services, and how they come in, heal that wound. Naturally, the body does it itself. All these things. Whatever problem a person has, a person needs very little food, the body makes its own all vitamins and what it requires. The body makes its own. It's not that we have to go and get this vitamin and that vitamin. This is all a big bluff. The body makes its own. And when a person gets ill, the body is its own doctor also. It sorts out that whole thing. So much so, if you cut yourself also, bad cut, the body works, and all what the doctors can do is just support it, help it. But the body does it. So anyway, he wrote an article on how he saw the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala in every aspect of our lives. So to see the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, and whatever field a person is, he will see the great qudrat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So that the zikr of Allah, and to make tadabbur, to ponder in the creation of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. One Englishman told Maulana Shabbir Ahmad Usmani Rahmatullah Ali that you people in the Quran Sharif, you have been commanded that you must meditate. Inna fi khalqi as-samawati wal-ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan-nahar la-ayatin li-uli al-albab. All the clear signs that you meditate in that. You people haven't done it, we have done it, and we have reached the moon already. So Maulana replied, he says, you people just did the outward, you reached the moon. We did the inside thing and we reached Allah. You only reached the moon, which is one of a small creation of Allah. And that also you are saying, there's so much all different theories about it, whether it isn't or anything. And even if you did reach, all you did is you brought sand from there. And you showed the world the sand of the moon, as if there wasn't enough sand in the world. What big achievement have you done? And we meditated in this and we reached Allah Ta'ala. And that is the object. Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila. You reach all this and you realize Rabbana faqina adhab an-nar. Save us from the fire of Jahannam. Then another aspect of the remembrance of Allah, to think of all the favors of Allah upon us. And that also is very necessary. An insanu abdul ihsan. Insan by nature is a slave of he who does a favor to you. When we realize, we don't think, today if we just think, we all passed our day, did we even think of one favor of Allah? We ate, we had our tea, we like our tea hot, we like it with 2 spoons of sugar, we like it with less, but more, whatever we want, we got it, but we didn't think of Allah's ni'mat. And in our body, every aspect, every hair speaks of the favors of Allah Ta'ala. Every drop of blood speaks of the favors of Allah Ta'ala. Every beat of the heart speaks of the favors of Allah Ta'ala. The lungs which are working also all the time speaks of all the favors of Allah. But insan is totally ghafil, unmindful. We don't even think. If we think, we will become die-hards of Allah. We'll leave everything. And on the other hand, we are drowned in sin. We are drowned in the namas of Allah one side, we are drowned in sins on the other side. Such a person, we should be holding on to a little straw to come out also. But we are totally oblivious in our sin also. And that also, now he's still giving us our food. It's still the morning, the sun is rising. The night, the sun is setting. We're having our peaceful sleep and our life is carrying on. In spite of us being drowned in the namas of Allah one side, and on the other side drowned in the disobedience of Allah. Even our ibadat is disobedience. What's the condition of our namaz? Even our tawbah, what kind of tawbah? We have to make tawbah on our tawbah. So kind is Allah Ta'ala. Then another remembrance of Allah is the daily du'as, the du'as of the various occasions. They also are very great. And they are so great that when Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, passed away, was amongst many of his great qualities, very particular of the du'a of the various occasions. The janaza was very big, thousands and thousands of people, and everyone wanted to hold the janaza, carry the janaza. Because of that, it was being jostled, pushed this way, that way, pulled this side, that side. One great Allah wala who got kashf, he had it announced and he said, please tell the people to take Maulana's janaza straight, because Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is waiting for Maulana. And to keep Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam waiting is great disrespect. And then he himself, he said, and the reason for that, this great honor that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to receive him and waiting for him, all his great work of tabligh, that is on its plate. What great, great reward. How many people changed their lives? How many became ulamas, made of Darul Ulum, all that. But he said that was because he used to read the du'as of the various occasions. And so easy we can do that from morning to night. Just get used to it. That is what is tarbiyah. Spend a chilla in the khanqa. Become used to it. Learn the du'as and bring the du'as. And it must be just natural on a person. When we just lift our hand to take something, forget putting it in the mouth, Bismillah must come out. As soon as it's in the mouth, Alhamdulillah should come out. If the lights have to go off, load shedding or whatever reason, not be, big noise that we make. Inna lillah. It should come naturally. Light come back, and then not that all funny other things, Alhamdulillah. So all the du'as of the various occasions, that we should also learn. Very important. And then we also must Islamize our language. Unfortunately, we're speaking English. Our language should have been Arabic, much more closer to Arabic is Urdu, our languages that we should have spoken, but today we speak English. But it's at least Islamicized the English language also. So if somebody asks you, how are you, shouldn't we come out fine? Automatically, Alhamdulillah. We see something which amazes us, not wow, Subhanallah. That all this naturally should come into our life. By that also we'll be in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala all the time. And no effort from our side. It's just that we in this Western, non-East, Islamic, alien sunnat, alien Islamic way and frame of life. Our frame of mind also is like that. We think also on those lines. So now, make it Islamic now. Our language, our mother tongue is English. Though we might say my mother tongue is Urdu or Gujarati, but we don't even speak Gujarati, we don't know. Our mother tongue, the fact is, it's English, but make it Islamic now. And bring our whole system, that everything, how are you? Not fine. Alhamdulillah. All the whole day, every occasion, the du'as are different. The du'as of the different occasions. But this year, that we bring this Islamic into our lives. And for that also, it's an effort that is required. And the people today will find it also awkward. Like for example, perhaps many of us here, if we go home and we make salam loudly, everyone will give another ear to it. We never heard salam before. Today we're hearing salam. It's something different now. Really, many things which are we take for granted, but it is not in our lives. When we're leaving home, one person leaving home, he made salam loudly. The whole family, children, mother, all came and gathered there. That what is he going to die today or something? He never makes salam like this. Looks like he's going to die today. He's making salam. Because we don't make salam. If we make, we just whisper it. And in fact, because of our suffer that we make, we go to many homes, many, and of course all are our dini people, dindar people. But I can only remember two homes where it take notice that the person is making salam. When he's leaving the home and when he comes in, loud and clear salam. Otherwise, I don't notice it anywhere else. All must be making, but the way they make it, two homes only, out of perhaps how many homes we have visited. But this is our Bismillah, take note of it. Before somebody else, take note of yourself. And see, think whether I read Bismillah. We all, if you ask anyone, definitely. With our little children, we think we have trained them well. We give them the badam. Many times, then they have to remind them. They take with the left hand also. And they know Jazakallah. And if the Jazakallah, somehow they blurted it out, immediately it goes so fast in the mouth. No time for Bismillah. We read this, the first thing, and Bismillah, what a powerful thing. But just the word Bismillah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, is very, very great. But just Bismillah, all the harm that could come, Allah cuts it out. And all the benefits Allah puts in there. Our deen has been made so simple with all the benefits. Food when we eat, Bismillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah wa ala barakatillah. Then when the food goes down by the throat, it makes dua to Allah. That must be a source of goodness to this person or a source of harm to this person. If we read our Bismillah, no question of harm. A youngster not so long ago in Jamaat told a medical doctor that what is the secret of good health? So the doctors told him, don't fall ill, don't get sick. So he said, but that's not in our control, you're going to get sick. So he said, whenever you eat a sip of water, a morsel of food, one grain of rice, never ever put it down in your mouth without Bismillah. Bismillah will cut out all the harm and bring all the goodness. Then he said, the boy thought that this is a big alim. So he said, I'm no alim or anything. Come, let me tell you something else. And he told him that whenever you sit to eat, always give the sadaqah of the food. And when you are eating with somebody like in Jamaat, then he says, never be the one who starts eating. Give the other person the opportunity to eat first. No matter how hungry you are, no matter how tempting that food is. And you can imagine what a sacrifice it is when you are really hungry and that food is tempting also. And you don't eat, that is that sadaqah. By that also Allah will save you of all the harm of the food. And he'll give you all the goodness. Then he asked him, tell me now, can you get sick after this? You can't get sick after this. So what he told him at the beginning, just don't fall ill. And that is, in a sense, it's in our control. We observe the sunnah. So the du'as of the various occasions. Somebody gives us something. Today is very common, thank you. In good people. And other places, shukriya. In Pakistan, it's very common. In fact, even PIA, Pakistan International Airlines, the host and the hostess, when you are leaving and that also, no salam they will make. It's an Islamic airline, supposed to be. But all they use some other words. What do you say? Khuda hafiz. Or anything else. But salam they won't make. Salam is the thing that has to be made. So wherever we are, salam is not in our lives. Bismillah is not in our lives. The simple thing. And check ourselves. When I wake up in the morning, do I read the dua? I know I have to read it. Knowledge doesn't mean I'm doing it. One very good friend of ours, a student of ours, imam of a big masjid, having this kind of a discussion, and I told that water we drink, what is the dua after drinking water? All knew it immediately. Little children know it, Alhamdulillah, alladhi saqani azban furatan bi rahmatihi. They all know the dua. Then I asked, who read it once so far in our lifetime? The imam of the masjid, prominent person. Afterwards he came to me and said, Maulana, you got me thinking. And I realized today that till today I haven't read it once also. So many things. Take for example our Isha 17. When did I read 17 rakah? Knowing it 17 rakahs, all know. But who? When did we read 17 rakahs? Asar 8 rakahs. When did I read my 8 rakahs? So we know all this. And in fact our Ishraq 4 rakahs that we managed. At least once in a lifetime, make your chash namaz 12 rakat. At least once in a lifetime. Or wabin, once in a lifetime, make 20 rakat. We know about it, we talk about it, but we just always on the minimum. And when we eat, who eats to the minimum? We eat right to the maximum. Anything else also, whatever we do, all dunya things, that we will do to the maximum. And advertised also everything, the maximum benefits, etc. But when it comes to deen, then we go to the minimum. So the zikr of Allah Ta'ala is a very, very valuable thing which we try and do. And just easily, these articles, one young girl, mashallah, she has prepared it all very well. Hopefully it can be printed, then see and bring it into our lives. And just an easy, natural way will be in the zikr of Allah. And this will have so much value by Allah. InshaAllah. All these things here have got great, great value. May Allah give us tawfiq and let us bring deen into our lives. Blindly we are following in the ways of the enemies of Islam. And we are getting so much overtaken by their way of life that we even forget who we are. And we are just following blindly in their way of life. May Allah guide us and to bring this remembrance of Allah all the time into our lives.